Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
It feels better than this.
They fell in love.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Finally, but not last.
Bye.
What?
Let's hate, man.
All right, well, we're back on our show.
It's very uncomfortable in here right now.
Well, Nimick revealed his true character to us during the break, and let's just say...
it's not good.
He's not a great person.
I thought you had a dark, evil soul, but jeez.
And honestly, karmically, now I'm paying for it. The Ravens just took Rosengarten, who the Niners definitely wanted with their pick. So
that's not the karma I'd be worried about if I were you.
Getting hit by a bus or something? Yeah,
you should be worried. You should be worried about other things.
To be fair, you guys kind of extrapolated that past what I was actually trying to say. But that,
no, it's
I don't think
saying.
We did.
No, that's
okay,
what you were
whatever.
Saying.
Whatever. You revealed a lot about yourself.
Yeah. Let's just stick to draft talk, okay, guys?
But we can't talk about it on the air.
Can we? No, we can't.
That's
no.
Your saving grace.
Can we talk about Barry Sanders selling you used furniture? Because, boy, there is no. Like, think about Barry Sanders is arguably the greatest player at his position in the history of the league. And just look at him now. It's just no one would believe if you showed like Barry Sanders, hey, 20 years ago, dude, that guy was the best athlete in the world.
Well, he's short.
Yes, he's fat now.
And he's a little fat.
And he wears very, very dad.
Yeah, he just looks
clothing.
Like a dad.
Yeah.
Everything he owns looks like it's 20 years old at least.
Yes. He's like, why would I buy? Like, he's wearing an outfit that he wore when the Lions drafted him. He's like, what? I wore it 20 years ago. I might as well wear it now.
Well, I mean, you've come across a lot of ex-athletes.
Yes.
How many of them
Yeah, I guess it's,
you know, are really impressive later in life. You know,
well, you go one of two ways.
I mean,
right?
Look at either. Joey looks great.
Yes,
it is. It is almost always one of two ways. Yeah. It is almost always wow, way what
better.
An impressive dude. You can totally tell that he was.
Or
put
most
together,
of the time, it's worse.
Or just like, oh, dear God,
well,
that
and
poor
especially
guy.
With like running backs, because I think what happens with like linemen a lot is you're big and fat anyways, and then you realize, oh God, I was already kind of big and fat, and now I'm just sloppy and fat. And you're like, for all, you're like, I got to do something about it. But where the running backs and like receivers, they spent their whole life running, working out, being lean. And then they get done. It's like, whatever, it's time to eat. And just, you know, next thing you know, you're just shoveling riblets in your face at Applebee's. And it's out of control.
I don't blame them. I mean,
no, I don't
working
either.
Their ass off for that long, taking hits like that. Eat what you want.
Yeah.
Get all fat. You know who's fat?
Get all fat and
Griffey
sassy.
Jr.'s fat.
Yeah.
Your boy Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
And I saw his dad the other day. Oh,
super,
boy.
Super big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he wasn't known necessarily as a real workout warrior.
Well, that's true.
Either. Because even at the end of his career, you know, it's, you know. Seeing Jordan, Jordan's like that a little bit.
Yeah.
Jordan has gone through various stages of being rotund. And that's weird because Jordan was like a workout freak.
Will
was,
we ever see... fat Tom Brady.
I don't think it's in
I don't, him. I don't, he's not that guy.
I don't think it's in him either.
Yeah. I don't think
I
he,
don't think that's.
Well,
that's
you saw, like, he's in the park, like, running shirtless sprints.
Yeah, if anything, he's going to turn into, like, too skinny ultra marathoner
yeah.
Tom Brady.
He'll be like Lance like Armstrong. You see Lance Armstrong? It's the same thing. He's like.
I haven't seen him.
He weighs, like, 7 pounds. Like, he's just in super ripped shape. And that'll be, like,
it's
Tom
Jerry
Brady.
Jerry Rice, too. It's those yeah. dudes who are super. Thank you, text line. It's those dudes who are super, super fit freaks. They stay super fit freaks. Tom Brady ran a 40 not that long ago, and he bested his combine time.
Hmm.
Like, I mean, that was like a whole bit that he filmed it because he thought he could do it, and he did it.
But it's just...
He might live to be 150.
It's possible.
Well, I mean, seriously.
Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
He reminds me of Rob Lowe's character.
Yes. Yeah, Chris Traeger.
No, he definitely
Chris
is.
Chris Traeger.
Yep.
I literally have to keep moving. My heart rate's dropping, and he's eating some sort of weird, like... He doesn't eat real food.
It's all like flaxseed something.
They did that special with him, and he was just drinking some sort of weird kale berry shake, and it just seems like a miserable existence, but then you realize it's Tom Brady. It's probably a great existence.
Wouldn't it be, is there any part of you that if he dies young, you'll be like, ha-ha, see, none of that's worth it.
If he dies of a massive heart attack tomorrow, fat couch people everywhere are just like, yes!
Told you, past the Funyuns.
I knew it. I mean, there is an element of that where you see people that, you know, it's...
My brother's in great shape.
Is he?
Yeah. Eats great.
Yeah.
Rides his bike. And his doctor told him, and he gets so mad at me because I'm, you know, I don't really exercise. All I do is golf and drink. And his doctor told him, he goes, you know... You have, I don't know what they measure, but there's something in his heart. He's like, you're in great shape. You're doing everything right. But your heart, I'm really worried about your heart. I think it might take you out early. You know, it's a DNA thing.
Sure.
And meanwhile, my doctor doesn't say that about my heart.
You're
I'm just
like
well, maybe you should golf more.
It's my physical fitness level.
Isachi. That's right.
I mean, there is no guarantees. Like my dad used to have little, he would cut out, this is how old, you know, my family is. My dad used to cut out comic strips.
Yeah.
And he would like pin them up on his board. And he had one called The Wizard of Id. And it was this old comic strip. And, you know, it was like these three dumpy dudes sitting on a couch. And the super fit guy comes by and is making fun of him and, you know, and, like mocking him for their lifestyle or whatever. And then the next, you know, panel of the cartoon he gets struck by lightning. And all three guys on the couch raise their beers and say, no guarantees. You know,
that's right.
You know, there's an element of truth to that.
Just live your life, man.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice on trying not to be the world's biggest fat ass.
It's got to help, right?
Yes.
It's got to help.
Yes, it does.
Somebody on the text line asked, will we see fat LeBron? And I think that's almost, a guarantee.
Really?
You think so?
You think we get fat LeBron?
I think we're going to get fat LeBron.
That's
when
a
he
good
gets
one.
Off of the HGH and everything?
I think he's doing so many things to be that big and that muscular. And when you're that old, that muscle can turn to fat real quick when you stop taking what you're supposed to be taking to keep that body that way. I think we're almost certainly getting Fat LeBron.
Boy, I would love to see Fat LeBron. That would be awesome.
Fat bald LeBron.
Oh, well, his hair is already just...
It's going to be good. Nightmare. Isn't it? Isn't Fat Bald LeBron going to be great?
Yeah.
I hope so.
He's drinking wine and tequila all the time.
And I want to see Fat LeBron like playing in pickup games, just schooling people, like wearing knee braces and goggles, and he's still throwing the hook shot at people. Let's go.
No,
Sean
if you
Kemp
had to
style.
Guess, wouldn't you say he's, yeah. I mean, he's a thicker build?
No,
I think
I'd say fat.
It's going to be hard for him not to be fat. I mean,
agreed.
He's really going to have to fight it.
Agreed.
Well, it's alarming. When Sean Kemp was doing the Kraken stuff, when they were the Winter Classic, like, have you seen Sean Kemp?
No.
Dude, he is fat as, like.
Sean Kemp is huge.
Dude, and he's a big guy, right? And I remember Sean Kemp being, like, a physical just specimen. And they had him in that Kraken jersey, and boy, it was hugging him in all the wrong places. I mean, it's just, and I hadn't seen Sean Kemp in a while. I was like, whoa.
Sean Kemp, like, for a little while there were stories about he was pushing 400 pounds.
Yeah, it's alarming how big Sean Kemp got.
What about Fat Shohei? I think we're gonna see Fat Bald Shohei out there?
Well, the one that you will never see is Fat Ichiro.
Oh, no chance. Yes. He's in the Tom Brady, Jerry Rice mold. Again, those generational, like, fit freak guys.
Look at this. That's him when he was doing it. Look at that Kraken shirt.
Big old dude there.
Well, dude that Sue invoked earlier, Sean King, who was a quarterback, is huge now.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's massive.
Note to self, what if I want to make fun of Sean King.
What if Jamarcus Russell was, like, the most fit? like, of all the dudes in the world who would, like, turn it around,
vegan.
There's no chance. If Jamarcus Russell was, like, a triathlete or whatever they're called, like, he's super into, like, Iron Man stuff, there's no chance. None. Zero.
Has anybody seen Jamarcus Russell in a while?
I don't think so.
Probably
you
some
don't
people
hear
at the strip clubs.
Oh, wow. Still
or an
all
you can eat
all
place.
These years later.
Yeah, well, Vince Young got real fat. I was just trying to think of, like,
that was another one that was, like, kind of guaranteed.
I'm trying to see if I can find a recent picture of Jamarcus.
Is Michael
Russell.
Vick fat?
Oh, I found one of Jamarcus. It's not great.
I don't think Vick is fat.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, you weren't lying.
Jamarcus?
I think Jamarcus is, like, humongous, right?
Yeah, I don't know when this picture was, but it's not good. He's in a wife beater and he's got himself a nice little set of mitts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's about what I thought.
Yeah. Well, at least he had that great career. Oh.
What about Dame? Are we getting Fat Dame someday?
I could see it.
I could see Fat Dame.
Yeah. I
could see Fat Dame.
Fat Siege? Is Siege going to get fat?
Siege seems like not a fat to me.
Not a fat.
You never know.
But he's a wine guy.
Roy Jones Jr. is one of my favorite fighters of all time, and Roy got fat.
Yeah.
And, like, Roy's, like, the most competitive human being on the planet, but some of it, because he still fights sometimes, like, in these weird exhibitions. And look at Roy in his peak. That dude was a physical specimen. And then Roy, like, now it's like, oh, my God.
My sneaky pick for, like, no way because he's too fit, but I think he's going to be a fat someday, Conor McGregor. I think Conor McGregor is going to go Irish whiskey so hard.
Really?
I think he's going to be like, this is terrible. Who's the soccer guy that's a legend that's, like, heavy and says inappropriate stuff?
Diego Maradona, he passed away.
Yeah, he passed
okay,
away.
Well, whatever.
But yeah.
I think McGregor is going to have.
There you go, blowing off death again.
I know. I feel like Conor McGregor is going to be that guy. He's going to get too big and older and say inappropriate stuff, and they're going to have to, like, oh, Connor, no, please, don't
Although,
come to the fights anymore.
Recently, it feels like Connor's been getting into the nose bag a little bit, and that helps keep it off.
He's so
a little bit?
Yeah. The correct answer to this is Zion after he's done playing.
Oh,
well,
look out.
There's no, I mean.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I heard he's already sponsored for my 600-pound life on TLC.
He's going to be enormous.
All right, do you want to? Is there anything going on in the draft?
The Niners are on the clock.
Ooh, Nemec's got wood again.
So I'm trying to keep it together, guys. That's why I was silent for like 5 minutes. We traded. There was a trade with the Niners on TV, and I just got silent. They traded back one spot.
With the Chiefs?
And then they took a guy I don't like. So.
Yeah, the Chiefs took the O-lineman out of BYU. That
who
Nemec
was at
hates.
Oregon, and Kingsley. Folks kind of hinted that maybe he was SOFT, transferred to BYU.
What's his name?
Kingsley Suamataia.
Yeah.
Mario loved him to death. Then he was at Oregon, and it was like, maybe he's a little bit SOFT.
And Washington finally took an O-lineman. They took the other tackle, Rosengarten, out of
No, that was the Ravens.
He's
from Washington.
He's from Washington. I saw Washington. Yeah, the Ravens took
You dumbass.
No. It's good.
How do you host a sports show?
I don't know.
Get on a plane and go to St. Lucia.
I'm already there in my mind.
I bet you are. What time do you land?
Oh, not till the next.
We got to go to New York and then.
Yeah, next morning.
You want a break, Buck?
Yeah, considering we're one behind, yeah, that'd be good.
My eyes are very important to me.
It is 6:26. This is Club 1080 on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, back to the draft here. The Niners wrapped up the second round by taking Florida State corner Renardo Green. Does that make your Niners sports pants overflow?
Yeah, I liked him. I had a group. I did like 100 seven-round Niner mock drafts.
You did 100 of them.
Probably, yeah. Oh, at least. Over the last 4 months.
There's a problem.
And
good grief.
Green was in a group with a few other guys as a corner that as things trickled out, if he was still on the board, he was a guy that I regularly took. Mike Renner, formerly of PFF, named him his most underrated corner in the NFL draft this year.
Whoa.
6 foot, very versatile, can play outside, can play inside, can even play a little safety. I actually really like Renardo Green. Nice pickup for the Niners.
Just looking at some guys that have tumbled. No Troy Franklin. You know, some people thought he was a borderline first round guy. Does the slide fall, or is what's the deal with Troy? Is it simply a size thing?
He had a ton of drops this year, yeah. and I don't think people realize truly how many drops. So now you have questions about hands, and he's 176 at 6'2", so he's incredibly slight, and has drop issues, and he doesn't high point the football very well at all. He's a good receiver. I think someone's getting a steal in the third round. But again, is his ceiling a good, not great wide receiver too? Is he a poor man's Devonta Smith, and that's the best he's ever going to be? And if that's the case, in a deep receiver draft, why not swing for the fences with a little more upside?
Sure. Anyone else in the second round that you particularly like here that went now that we're wrapped up?
I liked Roger Rosengarten. Mm-hmm. I thought the Niners could take him. I thought the Chiefs could take him as an offensive tackle.
Who got him?
The Ravens went ahead and picked him up right before the Chiefs and Niners picked. The Niners trade back and then take a corner. I thought Roger Rosengarten was a really nice piece. We saw a number of defensive tackles go. I thought some were reaches. I thought Ruka Rororo, to get him ahead of that run, was great. His relative athletic score is in the 99 percentile. If you can develop him, he's got a chance to be a future Pro Bowler. He's raw, but the ceiling's there.
Does it say something, too? I mean, we're through the first two rounds. We've had one linebacker go. Is that a product of, again, the devaluation of the position, or is this just a really crappy linebacker class?
This is a horrible linebacker class. Peyton Wilson would probably be a top 20 pick if he wouldn't. He has the worst medicals of anyone in the draft. I mean, just, he can't stay healthy at all. Junior Colson is not a great athlete, but is just a really good football mind. Him and Mike Sannerstill were kind of the leaders of that Michigan defense. I wouldn't be shocked at all if we see Colson come off the board really quick. And then kind of transitioning, people wondering, why have there been no quarterbacks since 12, right?
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler. Excuse me. Thank you. Spencer Rattler. I was going to call him Spencer Pratt. Spencer Rattler and Michael Pratt are two names we could see in round three. I think Pratt would be a little bit of a stretch in round three, but Spencer Rattler kind of reinventing himself after a rough go there for a while. He's a guy who could potentially come off the board here fairly soon.
Because he was like a five-star, like do-everything. Everyone loved him, thought he was going to be like this great player at Oklahoma, and then he got beat up by Caleb Williams.
2 years ago, if you read like summer scouting, he was projected 1-1. Like, you could get Vegas odds on Spencer Rattler being the number one overall pick, and you could probably have gotten that at like plus 300, plus 400. So he's taken a massive, massive tumble. Reinventing himself from undraftable to now probably a third-round guy.
There's 8 million wide receivers in this draft, it seems. Malachi Corley goes to the Jets.
A poor man's Debo.
Okay.
Really built like Debo. They throw to him short, and he just makes things happen. Sometimes they put him in at running back. Really like Malachi Corley.
That's the first pick of the third round. So now we've got the Cardinals, Commanders, and then the Patriots. All right. Let's take a break, get back on the clock here, and when we return, we will have super hot, awesome club talk, and we'll try to make Andrew Nemec extremely uncomfortable, and I mean extremely.
I love dong news.
That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, it's pouring outside.
Well, not for me for very long. I looked it up. The low in St. Lucia over the next 10 days, the low is 76 degrees.
Nice.
I got mid-80s to high-80s during the day and the chilly 76 in the evening.
Is it going to rain down there at all?
I got like 10% on a couple of the days. But those are like they do the 20-minute passing shower, and then you're back.
Like Florida.
Yeah. And like 4 or 5 of the days, we're up in the jungle. We're up in the middle part of the island. So maybe we'll get a little rain up there, but it'll be good. Rain's right. Good for the soul, just not 52 and rainy.
All right, well, Nemec, I've officially lost interest in the draft.
Sure.
Unless you can keep my interest.
Not a chance. Trey Benson just went to the Cardinals. He used to be a Duck. He went to Florida State. Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Duck great, all 6 carries of Trey Benson.
Definitely Flash, though, and their camp was really bummed about losing him.
Flashed with 6 carries?
In practice and stuff. I mean, it was obviously not in game.
Those must have been 6 phenomenal carries.
There was a lot of buzz about him as an ascending player right before he transferred, and then obviously he flourished in Tallahassee.
We had the first guard go, and I know Nemec is he's got a chubby over the Niners trying to take a guard. Brandon Coleman out of TCU, the first true guard, goes in the third round.
He's a tackle.
Who cares?
It says guard.
He's a tackle. I mean, he'll slide inside. But if we're talking like true guard, the true guard hasn't come up.
I wonder if a robot hooker could play guard in the NFL.
What's his name? Coleman? Brandon Coleman? Is
from
that what
TCU?
He said?
Yeah, Brandon Coleman.
This is where you should really appreciate Andrew Nemec, because he has actually watched tape on Brandon Coleman.
I know, it's disturbing. What does your wife think about this?
Tape.
She just kind of knows. Yeah, it's YouTube highlights.
YouTube.
It really is YouTube highlights. Because people get salty about that. Like, you're not watching all 22. And it's like, well, you can watch cut-ups now of pretty much
so
any
player.
Every
player in the draft, you have gone and looked
No, YouTube for their highlights.
So there are some players you don't know anything about.
Yeah. How many approximately? 300?
That I've watched?
Yeah, players.
Ooh. Over the course of the year? Probably like...
Oh, I thought you did it all like leading up to the...
Well, anything that would go into this draft prep.
Like, I've already started for next year.
Yeah.
Probably 200 different guys.
Yeah.
Over the course of the year,
yeah.
In the last like 3 months, probably 100, 120. Hmm. And then I read the profiles of, you know, like... Dane Brugler comes out with a list of his top 500 guys. I'll read most of those profiles. PFF does a, you know, as deep as like a top 250. I'll read all that. And then I've always had a really good memory for this stuff. So if I read something once or twice, it's usually in there somewhere. So it doesn't take a long time to memorize it.
You know, I always think like I'm watching here, like there's a video now of Jackson Powers Johnson being drafted by the Raiders. And, you know, it's like they've got his whole family back there. And you see these parties. If you were drafted, if the radio draft happened and one Asace was had his viewing party, how many family members? Like, these guys have like 60 people in the background. I'd have like four.
I would have. Let's see. One, two. Right. One, two.
Would they all come?
You know what you get though. What you get is like your friend who's like, can I come and I can be on TV in the background?
Bros.
Yeah. And so it adds to it. And also you're the star of your family. You're an NFL player. So people are nicer to you.
Yeah.
So you have more hangers on.
They suck up to you.
You do. If you're you guys, I'm sure you've alienated a crap ton of people.
Absolutely.
In your lives. That's why it's like 3-1. Maybe my wife would come.
I've got a good core eight.
But if you guys were like,
if
you were superstar athletes, how many of those people would be like, yeah, Rop and Sook are jerks, but you know he's going to be a millionaire, right? And then it's like, Sook, who cares that you say stuff you shouldn't say? I'd love to come to your draft party.
I think I got like different. Six. I don't think I can get to 10. I think we're getting six. Like, and is anyone traveling to come to your house to do that? These are all local people?
I have a lot of family that would come.
Really?
Yeah. I have aunts and uncles and cousins that would definitely want to come. Yes. Mm. And Chantel's family, she has 23 nieces and nephews.
Jesus.
They would want to be a part of that. So we'd have 67.
So would you have the largest draft party of any fan personality?
I'm married to an African-American woman who has 23 nieces and nephews. I'd have a pretty big party.
So you'd have
They'd all show up after I was drafted.
I think Sprague has a big crew.
Does he?
Too. I think Sprague has a big, an extended sort of, you know, family situation happening. Mm. It's all mine are over in Japan, so like all the BTJ's family's all, they're not coming over for that.
Well, some people it's not always family. Like I have a buddy who coached Norman Powell in high school, and like he went to his draft party,
really?
Like the NBA one. So I think sometimes it's youth coaches, it's high school coaches, it's people who have been some draft prospects will invite people like that aren't family.
By the way, Lanning showed up at Bo Nix's house.
Yeah, that's what he
Remember
was. He was kind of hinting that the PJ was ready to go.
Will Stein went too.
Okay, I wonder if they surprised him because he was very hesitant to say where he was going.
Yeah, it might have been a surprise. Like,
what if Bo Nix only invited the Auburn coach and was like, "Well, I actually think he was more
influential.
This is I only kind of knew you for a year, and it was kind of a quick fling." Dan,
it's a bold move for
Dan
you to
Lanning
show up on the private jet without the invite.
Yeah,
the other thing too,
Kenny
is he may
Dillingham's
not
there. Like, dude, no,
dude,
you don't get to claim him. This is my guy.
He may not have wanted to jinx it and just presume, oh, yeah, Bo's for sure going in the first round. Let's go ahead and book that and just put it out into the universe. He may not have been comfortable saying that.
That's a good point. Good.
Yeah, because if you show up and Bo starts sliding, then again it gets awkward. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Alabama to be with Bo, and he's not getting drafted.
Listen, we got this spring game thing, and I hope it works out, but...
That's mother's...
Can you imagine? Like, no. Where's Dan Lanning? He's going to be late to the spring game. Bo slid to day three.
Well, I love the stories like when Joe Thomas got drafted, like they were because he went like second or third overall, the you know Hall of Fame now.
Yeah,
he was out of Wisconsin.
The Browns,
and they invited him to the draft. He said no. They sent a crew to his house to film
away.
Him, and he went fishing. He wasn't there when the crew showed up. He was gone. No one knew where he was fishing. The Browns couldn't get a hold of him.
Yeah, he basically said he didn't want to think about any of the pressure of the day, so he was just going to do what made him happy and ignore all of it.
Yeah, like him and his dad went fishing, and no, I got back from fishing, and someone's like, dude, he like went second overall. He's like, cool.
You know how they say like rich man, poor man, both eat disgusting things?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't like draft, you know, show your draft party? Isn't that like Hall of Famer or total bust?
Yeah. Like, you're either perfect or you're Joe Thomas.
Right. You are either an elite Hall of Fame type mentality or you are Jamarcus Russell or Vontaze Burfict.
Like when they showed Bo Nix's family, it was like, it is the most wholesome. Like they're super Christian and like he's got a wife already and she looks like a Christian wife and just, it's the most wholesome, hot family. But then they got like Tez Johnson there. Dude, he was like the one outlier. Like he was like, it just.
Why was he an outlier?
Because he wasn't.
Really the, yeah, what does that mean?
Because he wasn't the whitest
what
human being
saying?
On the planet.
Are you saying he's the Cooper DeJean of the Knicks family?
He is. Look at the Knicks family. That entire family is white and not normal white either. Like super white.
Could you mess in a black?
They did.
Oh my goodness.
Uncomfortable.
You did say you're going to make it uncomfortable, and I'll tell you what.
I told you, bitch.
That's a great story. They adopted Tez Johnson. And believe me, every time they played, the announcer would let you know it 17,000 times.
Did you ever feel like that was a little forced?
All the time.
Like the number of times they were like, and that's his brother.
All the time.
Like, yeah, we get it.
They have a connection because they're brothers.
That's every only a touchdown. Brother to brother.
That's only a connection that a brother's, you know, I'm like, jeez.
Jim Harbaugh is going to start collecting Michigan players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Harbaugh getting Junior Colson.
Happy to be coaching guys.
Dude, that big boy for a linebacker.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
He'll upgrade the.
I am so glad the show's over.
How excited are you that the draft is, you don't have to talk about it now for another year?
Great. Like, because I'm not here.
Isn't that wonderful?
Monday. Yes. Because I just like to see. Let's just see
right.
how it goes. Like, and then we can talk about
it. It'd be fun to tape this, go back and listen, and then be like, dang, of the guys Nimick liked, one of them was good, and three of them are murderers and washed out of the league. Like, what was the point of all that study? Because none of it mattered. You were totally wrong.
Well, that's why I think it should be fun. It would be fun to replay old draft shows.
I do every year.
For the next year.
I do every year.
I go back 5 years.
I go back 4 years.
Yeah, four or five
every
years.
Every year in after we get through the season, before we get to like real draft ramp up for Senior Bowl, I spend early January going back 4 years and I listen to old corner rankings, defensive edge or like edge rusher rankings, lineman rankings of podcasts for PFF, and I do it every year.
So wouldn't it
every year I love it.
Don't
love
you
it.
Think on our show it would actually be more interesting? If we played, like, for example, these last 2 days, we could play the show from 2019.
Let's not do the Trey Lance year, but...
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, one of the things we did and we used to do is Suk and I would pick our three guys that we thought no matter what would at least hit.
Yep.
And I remember one of mine was Patrick Surtain.
Yep.
Who,
or Surtain.
Everyone's just given up. That he says it's Surtain, but they just... No, it's Surtain. But, yeah, every year we've picked... Kind of three guys.
No, but seriously, I think for our listeners, that would be more interesting.
I think for you, it would be more interesting. I don't think for everybody.
No, I think for the listeners.
I'm telling you, every year in January, I have a really good time going back 4 years and listening to people's...
I understand.
It's a good time.
But we have an audience that a lot of them don't care about this. Or if they do...
If they did, they're gone.
If they do, they're like, wait, who's this guy? Like, they don't know any of these guys. So it's like, what's the point? Now, if you go back and you do the play the first round show from, like, 2019... That will be interesting. Yeah, Mitchell Trubisky. I love that guy.
I hate him.
And then other people out there are laughing.
Micah Parsons. Who the hell is that guy?
Terrible pick.
What a joke.
Yeah. So we have some frame of reference for.
I get it. You know. No, again, it's an exercise I do. For the month
we
of
heard
January.
You the first five effing times you told us that.
It's a lot of fun.
Good grief.
Well, you keep saying it. Yeah, I agree. It's fun. Yes, it is fun.
Shut up.
Like to drink
man.
Their haterade and eat their hater towels.
Can we get back to talking about Tez Johnson being the outlier?
We'll talk about the what?
The Knicks family.
All right. We'll be back to wrap it up next on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, well, F this. We're all out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big Sook's going to St. Bart's. Andrew Nimick's going to go take off his pants and watch the third round on his couch.
Dream about, I don't know, slot corners for the 49ers.
Now, will you do this tomorrow? You'll be up watching every round.
This is supposed to be a historically bad day three because of NIL. So I'll check the picks, but I will not watch it.
Okay. And Buck's leaving. Where are you going? You're out next week?
Doing a little family SoCal swing. Yeah, I'm out next week. Okay. Going to see some family friends at the beach and then go with my dad and stepmom to a little guest ranch.
God. Little nice. Guest ranch.
That's right. Nice, Buck.
I bet it's not little.
It's also a working cattle ranch, so no, it's not little.
Well, I'm going to dry dock for a few days as well. So
all right, let's go.
Monday, Jordan Schultz will be in here. Tuesday and Wednesday, it'll be Patrick and Will Ortner, and then I'll be back Thursday and Friday. That's our show for next week. Andrew, thank you very much for coming in and helping us out.
Thanks for having me.
It was great to get your insights. That is Draft Gnome Andrew Nimick. Big Sook, have a great time in the sunshine.
See you in a week and a half if I don't get trafficked.
Yeah, don't get trafficked.
I can't make it.
We are not back Monday, but there will be a show on 3 to 7 Monday on The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.